With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. This is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion, and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Trauma is any experience that made you feel unsafe, physically or emotionally, in your fullest authentic expression and led to creating trauma adaptations to keep you safe going forward. And then those trauma adaptations that are meant to keep us safe going forward actually become those obstacles and barriers to our happiness and fulfillment, such as those stories in the mind and how the body manifests anxiety, depression, addiction, trouble sleeping, trouble with sexuality, intimacy, vulnerability, etc., etc.
Now let the magic begin.
Oh.
Hello, Jaima. Jaima Yomis. It is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a soul expanding and mind altering podcast. And in this episode, I have an inkling of a feeling something is going to shift within you or awaken within you. Because in this episode, I am talking with a phenomenal woman with a capital W, Dr. Valerie Rain, who has coined the term patriarchy stress disorder. In fact, she discovered patriarchy stress disorder and created the only science-backed system for helping women achieve their ultimate success, happiness, and fulfillment by healing the collective inherited trauma of oppression, which is the topic we explore in this episode, is this patriarchy stress disorder that lives collectively within most every woman, and we are healing it. And it's nice to hear that science even recognizes this ancestral wound. And she talks about an experiment that they conducted when finding out that this is something that is held within beings and it's passed down. So if this is something that you have felt, that you've just intuitively knew from your intuition, from your dreams, from your past life healings and hypnosis, or however you've explored it, like myself, something that I just knew as well, it's nice to hear that science has your back on this one too, and that there are amazing humans out there like Dr. Valerie Rain who have created a system to help you heal it. And now with her discovery of the patriarchy stress disorder, she's able to help thousands of women ditch what she calls the game of survival, of how much can I bear, and master the game of thriving, of how good can it get. I love that. And she's a sought after speaker and trainer at conferences and companies committed to setting new standards of excellence in their industry in diversity, equity, and inclusion, employee satisfaction, and physical and mental health, and creativity and innovation. Yet what I find the most fascinating about Dr. Valerie is her story in awakening to this knowledge. She says that her life was once picture perfect. She has 4 degrees, including 2 masters and a PhD, a beautiful family life with a husband, a wonderful daughter, and a beautiful home in the New York City suburbs. And it just seemed like it was picture perfect, yet she never felt or wasn't feeling fully fulfilled, and she didn't understand why. And she was gaining weight and felt tired all the time. And you'll hear her share her story and how a stroke led to this awakening and understanding of this mind-body trauma that lives within her, along with many humans, women, men, non-binary, and how we can recognize the trauma that lives within us and heal it. Dr. Valerie's best-selling book, Patriarchy Stress Disorder, The Invisible Inner Barrier to Woman's Happiness and Fulfillment, is where you can dive deeper into PSD if you are interested, and also go to drvalerie.com to learn more about her along with PSD, or connect with her on Instagram at Dr. Valerie Rain. I also want to give a big, big, big thank you to Cloudpaper, Curology, and Grammarly for sponsoring this episode of Your Own Magic. More on them later on in the podcast, along with in the show notes. All three of them are absolutely amazing companies with a sweet discount for you. And I want to thank everybody who's been reviewing and sending lovely, sweet notes on the reviews for the podcast. I appreciate you so greatly. I appreciate you so much for sending the love. And I want you to know that I see it and I'm sending it back. And anyway, with all that being said, I believe it's time to get into the show. And now, I believe it is time to let the magic begin with Dr. Valerie Rain. What is lighting you up most in the season of your life?
What's lighting me up? I live in Tucson, Arizona. So speaking of seasons, it's always sunny here. And I think the weather is really lighting me up in every season of my life, so I can be outdoors. And it's striking that beautiful, delicious balance between doing the work that I love and spending time with people I love outside work as well.
Oh, you sound like you're experiencing a true joy with that, which makes me so happy to hear. I'm in a very similar climate, by the way, which is Palm Desert. This is going to be a very, very wonderful topic to talk about, something that a lot of people, especially during this time, need to hear. And
yes,
you coined this term, patriarchal stress disorder. Just seeing that, I was like, oh, that already makes a lot of sense without knowing more. But I want you to explain it more. And I'd love to first hear your story on how that led you to recognize that this is something that a lot of women experience.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my journey started with my own low lows, I guess, and some high highs too. When I was a little girl, my life was pretty much defined by the question, what's wrong with me? I kept getting all these messages. Don't be so loud. People don't like it. Don't be so smart. No one would want to marry you. Or go easy on that dessert. You'll get fat. Or are you getting so skinny? You should eat something. And I went on to study psychology to figure out what's wrong with me once and for all and fix it. And after 2 graduate degrees, I was living the life of my dreams. I had a thriving private practice in New York. I had a family and home I adored. And one day I was on the phone with a client when I noticed that I was smiling only with the right side of my face, and the left side of my face just hung in there, as did my left arm. And I finished the call and then got out and got in the car and, using my right arm, drove myself to the emergency room where they scanned me up and down the whole day and arrived at the diagnosis, quote unquote, just stress, which at the same time relieved me greatly and puzzled me to no end, because I actually did not feel stressed. My life was normal. My life was good. If you had asked me, Valerie, are you happy? I would have said, yeah, of course I'm happy. I have everything I ever wanted. And yet, lying there on that hospital bed, a very uncomfortable realization was seeping through, as that blanket of workaholism and stress was slipping off me. And the realization was, underneath it all, I still was wondering what's wrong with me. That question was alive and well. No amount of achievement, and also therapy, and also self-help and personal development galore, no amount of that erased that question. Deep down inside, I still felt like I just was not fully comfortable in my own skin. Like I didn't feel fully happy and fulfilled. And I didn't feel unhappy either. I felt kind of numb, and that became my normal. And it was a pretty despairing moment, because I actually did not know what else to do, because I had done it all that I knew how to do, that promised that happiness. And thankfully, at the time, I had my own clients to look up to, because somehow they were shifting out of that numbness and disconnection and stepping into the fullness of their lives. So I started wondering, what am I doing for them that I am not doing for me? And the answer was that with all of my clients, I was using mind-body trauma healing tools, even though they didn't have any life-threatening experiences that they would have defined as traumatic, but they were all showing that telltale symptom of trauma, which is disconnection from parts of their authentic self, parts of their body. And clearly my body had to really shout that disconnection pretty loudly to get my attention. Hello, you two have trauma. And that became the next question for me. What kind of trauma could we all have and not even realize it? And at the time, discoveries in epigenetics were coming out, showing that traumatic experiences are genetically transmitted. And that was that light bulb moment. wait a minute, women have been oppressed for thousands of years. Oppression is traumatic. Trauma is genetically transmitted, and that's how the discovery of patriarchy stress disorder, PSD, came through. And that changed everything. Finally, I had the answer to the question, what's wrong with me? And the answer was nothing. Nothing. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with anyone. And there is something that we carry that is not even ours that we can heal.
Oh my gosh. There's so much to unpack there.
Yes.
Every single word I was like, yes, because I feel as though I'm in a similar boat right now as you were, but I'm very thankful for what I've achieved in life, but I'm recognizing others who perhaps have listened to certain messages. Maybe they too have had their own experiences with mind body trauma healing tools that have been shared on this podcast, but there's so much more that's deeper underneath that perhaps you're not really able to see until you work through these mind body trauma healing tools or whatever it is. And just the knowing as well that it is deeper and that it's generational, I think is healing in and of itself. But you really had to, I guess, face that head on with something that was so traumatic to bring that awareness to you. I'm sure your clients, when you were observing them, weren't fully aware of the disconnection right away, but you were able to see it, right?
Yeah. And I was the last one to see it in me. And Raquel, I so appreciate you being candid and open and really taking us deeper into the conversation. Every high-achieving woman I know, when we actually get to sit down and have a real conversation, is up against the same thing. Mm-hmm. And that thing, unfortunately, we've been really conditioned to believe that somehow we are failing. We are like not where we need to be if we're not feeling fully happy and fulfilled. But that thing has nothing to do with us. And that thing, speaking about PSD here, really manifests in so many ways. And chances are, for you and I and our listeners, we have tried to solve them in so many ways before. Things like the inner critic, for example, that can be so vicious despite of how much you have accomplished. Mm-hmm. I remember interviewing Marie Forleo on my podcast, who is, a very successful entrepreneur and inspires so many people, and her also being so candid, speaking about her inner critic and how vicious that inner critic is.
Yeah.
And imposter syndrome is another one. Women like Meryl Streep and Shonda Rhimes talk about the imposter syndrome. It does not depend on how much we have accomplished, clearly. Clearly, there is And so these are some of the ways in which it manifests in our mind and our thinking and our stories, but it also manifests in the body. It also manifests as all the things that are connected to this chronic stress that we're experiencing. And here is something for us to really take a look at collectively. So here is the rub. We now have the opportunity to play big, to make lots of money, to love who we love, to really shape our destinies, design our lives by our desires. And ironically, because of PSD, because that ancestral trauma lives in our subconscious, all of that feels really unsafe. Visibility feels unsafe. Wealth feels unsafe. Deep intimacy feels unsafe. And it's not like we go around thinking, oh, it's unsafe for me to be wealthy. It's unsafe for me to be intimate. Mm-hmm. But we notice that the more we actually lean into our desires, there is either some self-sabotage that happens that is holding us back. Let's say you're doing well in one area of your life, but another not so much. Or you can't completely enjoy the good life that you have. And the reason is the nervous system is constantly running hot. The nervous system is constantly in that state of fight, flight, freeze, that state of hypervigilance, trying to keep us safe from the mortal dangers of visibility, success, power, intimacy. It makes no sense logically, but it makes every kind of sense if we look at it through the lens of ancestral trauma, because all these things have been forbidden and mm-hmm. punishable for women for thousands of years.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And these wounds, how can we find them within ourselves? What are some tools or what are ways we can, well, calm the nervous system and then witness what is?
Yeah. Yeah. It starts with really noticing and being aware. Oh, okay. All right. So maybe I'm having trouble just winding down at the end of the day. Maybe I'm having trouble just, you know, sitting down and relaxing without a glass of wine or a pill and streaming shows. And okay, nothing wrong with you, but something to notice. Okay, maybe my nervous system is running hot. So there are a few things to, there are a few simple tools that our clients learn very, very early on. And some of those tools are, by the way, on my website. You can just go there and download them along with the first chapter of my book to kind mm-hmm. of get your toes wet and start playing with these. What's important to realize, if your nervous system is running hot, running fast at the end of the day, you're like a Ferrari going like 300 miles per hour, you can't just slam on the brakes. And right, you can't just slam on the brakes. It's not going to work. Not a good idea.
No.
But if you tap the brakes slightly throughout the day, yeah, gently and slightly throughout the day. And what I mean by that is taking little check-in breaks. Some of our clients find it useful to actually set an alarm on the phone and every hour do a little practice, do a little grounding practice, do a little discharge practice, do a little breathing practice to balance out that nervous system. And these practices are simple. They don't take much time at all, maybe a minute and a half.
Yeah.
And it really grounds the nervous system throughout the day. And little by little, we just retrain and rewire the nervous system to actually feel safer and safer and safer as we are playing big, we're reaching for our desires, and our subconscious little by little stops interpreting that as mortal danger. So it kind of goes hand in hand, right? Rewiring the nervous system. And it is like going to the gym and like working the muscle. It is the same exact principle. It's repetition. It's not like, okay, I heard the interview, or Raquel and Dr. Valerie talked about PST. Now I get it. You got to practice. You got to do those little things, which have a profound effect. There are also layers in terms of how we bring the subconscious up to date, how we actually orient it to the fact that right now the danger is not in visibility. Oftentimes the opposite is true. If you are an entrepreneur, for example, being invisible is really dangerous because you're not going to eat, right?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of updates and upgrades that we get to do. And the most exciting part is when we really raise the bar on what I call how good can it get. When we get our nervous system in a place of really welcoming more and more and more, more love, more connection, more wealth, more freedom. And we start discovering, oh my gosh, this is like, I've never even known that I could feel so good. Like for me, I had depression, I had anxiety, you know, and conventional therapy had nothing to offer me other than, okay, go talk to somebody nice, hopefully once a week, and take medication. Mm-hmm. And I never in my wildest dreams could imagine that I could wake up and not feel anxious, and I could live without lapsing into this depressive well. That seemed like it was just my personality, like it was my destiny. And it's not true. It is not true. All of this is rooted in trauma, and all of this can be healed.
Ooh, this is so beautifully said.
All right, Yomis, I have a new favorite skin care routine, and it's thanks to Curology. If you haven't heard of Curology, well, you are in for an absolute treat, because Curology is gifting the Euromagic listeners a free 30-day trial. You just had to pay for shipping and handling, which is only $4.95. And Curology is a powerful personalized skincare treatment prescribed by real dermatology providers just for you, for whatever you need to treat, whether that is to take control of acne or heal the fine lines, the dark spots, occasional breakouts, clogged pores. You name it, Curology will customize a prescription formula with 3 active ingredients that are picked specifically for you to tackle your skincare needs. And for me, I said, well, you know, I'm 30 now, so I might as well really focus on any sort of products that will moisturize my skin along with slowing down the aging process. I actually also have some sun kisses, as in like dark spots on my cheek. Well, just one. It has been fading though, and I feel like, wait, I need to go check out the mirror. Hold on. Okay, it's nearly gone. I've just been using Curology for 30 days now. Well, 45. I'm midway through the second round, and I am so beyond thankful. I absolutely love the cleanser they gave me, the rich moisturizer, and the nighttime cream that I put on at night, and I can just feel there's a difference, and now I can see that there's a difference, which is really exciting for me. I have extremely dry skin. I don't know if it's because I grew up in the driest state, which is Utah, and so therefore I just have dry skin, or if it's, honestly, it's probably just passed down generationally. But I tell you what, when you go to Utah, if you ever decide to go to Utah, and you also happen to have dry skin, you sometimes might feel like a snake, so you need really good moisturizer, and I have to say it, I know that they're sponsoring me, so sometimes people can be skeptical when someone's sponsored, but I really, really mean it. Their rich moisturizer that they gave me has been so great for this dry skin of mine. I just feel as though whatever your skin condition might be, it will be wonderful for you. For me, personally, dry, scaly skin doesn't feel that great, and so I just need really good formulas to make sure that I am moisturized. I think that most products I've been using only dry out my skin more, and so this has been actually very nice to finally have something that's also vegan, cruelty-free to apply to my skin and take care of her. Take gentle care of her. So take control of acne, dark spots, breakouts, or whatever your unique concerns may be with a powerful skincare treatment that is made just for you today by going to Curology.com/magic for a free 30-day trial. Just pay for shipping and handling. That's Curology, Curology.com/magic to unlock your free 30-day trial. See Curology.com for all the details, and make sure to check it out in the show notes for quick links. Now on with the show. I am curious for those who have been found to perhaps have something like borderline personality disorder, bipolar disorder, or severe depression. With this constant check-in to calm yourself, maybe 1.5 minutes a day, that's going to help heal that.
So there are a lot of tools, there are a lot of techniques that go into the thriving method, what we use in our work and our programs. But I want to zoom out and take a bigger view on your question, because it's such a great one. I mean, all these diagnoses, like bipolar disorder, depressive disorder, anxiety disorder, all of these things, they feel so heavy, and they feel so, oh my gosh, that is just me. I just have to live with that. Mm-hmm. And all of them have actually an adaptive function. Like all of these start out as a nervous system adaptation. The nervous system goes either into fight, flight, and revs up, goes high, or it goes into freeze and goes low, right? And all of these are means to keep us safe. But then if it's not addressed, if that feeling unsafe is pretty chronic and it's intergenerational. And, you know, we're living in the world where it's never been safe to be a woman, period, mm-hmm. let alone a powerful, visible woman. So all of this just adds up to the picture of why actually it makes sense for our nervous system to react to keep us safe. And that reactivity can be unwound. It can be rewired. Absolutely. Does it take something? It takes a minute, right? It takes, mm-hmm. it takes some time. It takes practice. It takes,
yes.
And it takes a lot of safety. So I also want to say mm-hmm. that this is not a go it alone adventure, because for our nervous system to go to the places where it needs to heal, be it intergenerational trauma, be it personal trauma, it requires a lot of safety. And that yes. safety is created in a safe container. So in our programs, we have the safe container of women on this journey, and everybody is creating, adding to that safety for each other, which is quite a beautiful thing. And because PSD is a collective trauma, it does require a collective to heal it. This is also not something that is optimally done one-on-one. So there are a yeah. lot of things that we can have at our disposal, and our body, our nervous system, they're so wise. Given an opportunity to heal, the safe conditions and the right tools, they absolutely are capable of healing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I love that you also recognize that, or that you share with others how it can be intergenerational. I truly believe this as well. Do you also mind sharing how this is passed on in our body from our mamas, from our grandmamas yeah. and their mamas?
Absolutely. It is an experiment that really stays with you. So the researchers introduced the smell of cherry blossoms to mice while simultaneously zapping their feet with mild electric shocks. Mm-hmm. These mice were then bred, and their children and their grandchildren, when exposed to the smell of cherry blossoms, showed a strong fear and anxiety reaction. Mm-hmm. And this is exactly how PSD shows up in women. PSD is women fearing the smell of cherry blossoms, which for us is everything that we deeply desire that has been prohibited for women generations and generations before. And we have this anxiety in our systems, even if in our mind we know full well we're okay, and we know full well that we're capable and we can do this.
Yeah.
It's not even like the quote-unquote mindset issue or not a confidence issue. It's a lot deeper than that. This wiring, it resides in our DNA, in our subconscious. Mm-hmm. And it's yeah. not even about the story. Like, for all we know, mice don't sit around the fire telling their grandchildren, in my days, you know, the cherry blossom. And yet they know that story right. got passed down through the DNA. So yeah. it gives us pause. And if there is something that right now you're like, oh no, something is like wrong with me, maybe it's not you at all. Maybe it's not yours, mm-hmm. but it got passed down. That story got passed down in the DNA. And the great news is that we also know from epigenetics, not only is trauma genetically transmitted, but healing is also genetically transmitted. Mm. Means we can interrupt this cycle of transmission of trauma in just one generation.
Oh, that's so beautiful to know that my children may not have to carry on whatever is going on, yes. which is something yes. that makes me feel so good to know.
Exactly. And for those listeners who have children, don't worry, it's not too late. No, you have not messed them up. Well, we all have to be very honest. But it's, you know, I already had my daughter when I got into this work, and every layer that I heal in myself, the more freedom I reclaim, the more joy I see the change in her immediately. So it is really? Not too late. Yes.
So, okay, can you elaborate more on this? There are a lot of mamas listening, and so I'm sure they're curious how they can help their children.
It is something that we see from our thrivers. A lot of them are moms, women in our programs. Miraculous, quote unquote, things like they are doing their work, they are shifting internally, their nervous system is settling, and then like their small son stops acting out, or their kids start, you know, just getting along better. Sometimes she would be on the call with us, on the program call, and the kids would be in a different room, and then she would go and check on them, and they're just happier. They're more joyful. It's contagious when our nervous system is well regulated, when we're happy. It's like the molecules of joy just fill the air. That's and true. Kids are so sensitive, kids and also yes. pets, and lest we forget our partners, they right. are sensitive too. They totally get the secondary effects of this change. And so the transformation happens like this. You become the epicenter. You embody the change you want to yeah. see in the world. And then there are some processes that you can do together. We have partners doing them together. I do them with Aww. My life partner, and we actually work together and teach this
so stuff. Good. Oh, together, you teach that together to even we males. Do. That
is, yes.
That's so great. That's so great. Yeah, and it just goes to show that the patriarchy stress disorder doesn't only apply to the female.
Yeah, and that's another deep rabbit hole there. We do focus on women in this work, and we are also working with men, with male partners of our thrivers. And we're seeing also a great need and great shifts, great results, how they're able to go deeper and take their relationship higher and connect with their own authentic self. The truth is that patriarchy doesn't leave any room for anyone across the gender spectrum to be their authentic self. And it puts everybody in this little box. That's what it means to be a man. That's what it means to be a woman. And if you're in neither box, well, forget about you, right? Mm-hmm. It's really ruthless in the way that it cuts off parts of our authentic self. And to reclaim our full authentic selves, that is really the journey that is gender agnostic.
Okay. I do want to elaborate on this a bit, because I could see maybe some people being triggered by this. Like, how is the patriarchy have anything to do with not being your authentic self in some way, shape, or form, or anybody that might be anti-thinking this way about healing the masculine, if that makes sense. I don't know if that makes sense, but
it does.
Yeah, I'd love an elaboration just so people become more aware of it.
Yeah, totally. First of all, a clarification. When I say patriarchy, I don't mean men.
Yes.
And when I say men, I don't mean patriarchy. Patriarchy stress disorder is trauma. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by trauma, I've also broadened the definition of trauma to, I believe, be a more inclusive, more accurate snapshot of a human experience. So what I mean by trauma is any experience that made you feel unsafe, physically or emotionally, in your fullest authentic expression, and led to creating trauma adaptations to keep you safe going forward. And then those trauma adaptations that are meant to keep us safe going forward actually become those obstacles and barriers to our happiness and fulfillment, such as those stories in the mind and how the body manifests: anxiety, depression, addiction, trouble sleeping, trouble with sexuality, intimacy, vulnerability, etc., etc. Right? And so where men fit in here, although patriarchy is a system where power has historically belonged to men, political, economic, and even moral power, and women have been excluded from that. That came at a cost to men as well, because patriarchy pretty much dictates what it means to be a man. You got to be not feeling, you got to be competitive and aggressive and kind of shut down your emotions.
Yeah.
And that describes no man, really. It's a kind of a caricature, a two-dimensional cutout, which nobody wants to be. And so there is a great price that men have paid for this access to power through patriarchal privilege. There's a great price that women and people across the gender spectrum have paid in their own different ways. And we're all in need of healing. Basically, if you're human, you have trauma, and we can all use some healing, and it doesn't make us wrong. It doesn't make us broken. It's just a part of the human experience.
This is for all my writers out there, or even anybody who just happens to be typing a lot, writing a lot on their computer, maybe even just sending a lengthy email to a friend. Well, you, my friend, are in for a treat, as Grammarly is a new sponsor of the podcast, and they are gifting you 20% off of their Grammarly premium by signing up at grammarly.com/magic. I have been using Grammarly since college, so about nearly a decade. Oh my gosh, I've been using Grammarly for a decade now. That's wild to think. Almost a decade. That is wild. Okay, so Grammarly is a feature for you to communicate with impact and ensure that everything you write comes across the way you intend, along with making your writing clear and engaging and eliminate grammar errors. Hence why it's called Grammarly. It points out the errors, the grammatical mistakes that are made when you write a long text. And Grammarly Premium is the way to go, as it provides clarity suggestions, vocabulary suggestions, and helps you write like a pro with advanced real-time feedback, so you can level up your writing for whatever book you're writing, or work in general, or school, perhaps any personal projects you may have. And the premium features include advanced suggestions on grammar, punctuation, sentence structure, and style. And it's the perfect writing tool for anyone who wants to simply stand out with every word they say, and I believe it to be so. I actually do think that Grammarly was one of the reasons why I recognize a lot of grammar mistakes, because I didn't pay attention to grammar much in high school or in school in general, and it was very nice to have, especially when I had essays to turn in college, because it was so helpful. I just continued to use it through my adult life. And so it's such an honor to have them sponsor Your Own Magic and gift this to you if you've never heard of Grammarly or use Grammarly Premium. And so improve your writing on all your favorite sites and apps. Elevate your writing with 20% off Grammarly Premium by signing up at grammarly.com/magic. That's 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/magic. I hope that inspires you to write more. And now on with the show. Exactly. We're all human. We all have something, and it's something to that we're all focused on healing and working on. And I have for a long time been a meditator, and I have a lot of mindful practices on my tool belt, yet I'm still witnessing patterns. Like, I feel like I let a lot go, and then all of a sudden something triggers me again. And so I'm not going to say it's never ending. I actually do, by the way, do my check-ins, my heart check-ins quite often, but I'm in a space, in a phase, in a season right now where it takes a lot to heal whatever it is, because we all, like you said, we all have traumas in us. What do you say for people that have been practicing mindful practices for a long time, but then something can trigger them?
Yeah. Such a great question, Raquel. I was a meditator and a yoga practitioner, yoga teacher, long before I discovered trauma and working with trauma and PTSD. And I was experiencing probably something very similar to what you're experiencing, really earnestly practicing. And it made a huge difference in my life. Mindfulness, meditation, yoga, absolutely huge. And yet feeling frustrated because, well, here I am. And even feeling like a fraud. Here I am teaching this stuff, right? Be here now. Mm-hmm. And I get triggered. And then I get hijacked. And then I just like can't help myself. And so there was a lot of guilt around it. A lot of shame. A lot of, again, feeling like I'm failing. Something is wrong with me. And knowing what I know now about how trauma operates, it just needs more tools. Mindfulness, meditation, yoga, these are fantastic tools. And they're helpful. They're helpful in this trauma healing journey. They have a place. And there are more tools that are needed, some specific tools to move trauma out of the body. They're very specific. And oftentimes people may feel, maybe they have tried meditation and they're like, oh, I can't do this. I just can't. Like, I'm like failing at meditation. I felt this way too. And the truth is we just have so much charge in our body from all that unprocessed emotion, which again, most of it is not even ours. It's inherited and the nervous system is running hot. So it may be a while till we can even get to a place where we can meditate, where our body is prepared for it, our body and our mind. So to anybody who has felt like a meditation failure, you are not. It's just there's been this missing link. And sometimes these are pretty simple things that we can learn to do. Like I talk about them in the book and we teach them in our programs, and we actually have an event that we used to have them three times a year. We may be moving to twice a year, but it's a virtual retreat where we gather women from all over the world, and we have this experience. We actually get to play with these tools together. We get to experience firsthand that there is nothing wrong with us. We get to witness others and be witnessed and learn through our body, through our experience, what all of those things feel like, how to begin this journey of healing, because there's only so much, like the information, right? Hearing about it can only do so much for you. It is really the experience that activates healing.
Oh, I love all of this. And I love that you have people working with one another, connecting with each other that may have a similar experience or just they feel similar traumas. Maybe they don't, maybe they're completely different, but they all are there for the same reason. And I think that there's so much power in doing that collaboratively or working through it collaboratively. And definitely, like you said earlier, even not alone and in a safe space.
Yeah. And all of these women, pretty much, who come to our events, like myself as well, would not have identified themselves as having had trauma. Like, it's rare that a woman goes like, yeah, like I can see I've had traumatic experiences. Most of them would have said, no, my life has been, you know, pretty normal. You know, my childhood has been pretty normal. And when we broadened that definition, have we all experienced that feeling of unsafe physically or emotionally in our fullest authentic expression? Most of us are going to say, what the heck is the fullest authentic expression even, right? So we all have a little something there. And if we look at the intergenerational aspect at patriarchy stress disorder, yeah, well, unless you're from another planet, we all carry that common DNA that tells that common story of oppression, and it affects us. And again, doesn't make us wrong, doesn't make us broken, and we can gather and heal it together.
Absolutely. I love all of this. And also I wanted to say thank you for sharing your personal story, because there's a lot of people that practice meditation and yoga daily and they're still figuring it out. Do you mind sharing maybe one more tool that one can use individually?
Absolutely. So a very simple tool. It's so simple. It's easy to be like, oh, how can it work? It's so simple. But you know, don't take my word for it that it works. Try it and see if it works for you.
There we go. So,
I call it the Repower tool. And the way it works, a little neuroscience behind it, is that when we're in those moments, when we're feeling a little bit unsafe, and it may be very, very subtle, we're just having this micro out of body experience, very, very subtle, and can be not so subtle. But this is a way to communicate with our hind brain, where that hijack, fight, flight, freeze, hijack actually happens. And we can't communicate with that area of our brain through words, because it doesn't speak words, but it speaks sensation and experience. So for this practice, you don't need to close your eyes at all. So just simply feel your feet on the ground, wherever you are, sitting, standing. You can wiggle your toes. You can be playful. You don't need to be serious. And just feel your playful sensations. And then you can wiggle your hips. You can feel your hips if you're sitting down in contact with the furniture. Really feel and register the sensations. And then register the sensations of your breathing. And then take your five senses on the tour of the environment. Look around you slowly. Let your gaze take in the shapes, the colors, the light and the shadow. Yeah, look behind you, look above you, look below. And then allow your ears to register the sounds and the pauses in the environment. Check in with your senses of smell and taste. What do they register? And finally, the sense of touch. You can touch your own skin and actually linger and stroke and caress your own skin. Add some oxytocin release. You know, the good chemistry is working there. And that is it. I call it the Repower tool. It draws from a lot of, you know, trauma-grounded traditions, trauma-informed traditions. And just notice, if you did it with us right now, just notice if there is any shift from how you felt before to how you're feeling now.
I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
And I was doing this, and I actually am still in the middle of like moving my body and caressing my arms as we're talking.
Don't stop.
It does feel good.
Don't stop the feeling. That self-caressing, it is. Yeah. So for women, because oxytocin, right, regulates stress for us, It is vital. Mm-hmm. And okay, it's lovely when you're in a loving partnership and you can also receive those caresses and you can give yourself those caresses anytime.
Yeah.
Don't forget that. You can get an oxytocin boost anytime.
You know, what's interesting is I remember receiving this sort of wisdom from, I think I was in India, but the women there, they're like, they heavily recommended to massage yourself with oils just for simple love practice, a self-love, nice. Loving practice. And it makes all the sense in the world. I don't know why I don't do it more. I just throw on some coconut oil like really fast, but I don't mindfully put it on all the time. So it's just one of those things like to take more time with and then focus on your senses. I love this. I love the simplicity.
I'm glad it resonated. And here's also like a fun fact about PSD and self-care. Oftentimes we know exactly what to do, but we're not doing it. The nervous system actually feels a little unsafe when we're beginning to relax. And again, it makes no sense logically, but it makes all the sense in terms of evolution and just keeping ourselves safe, right? When we're hypervigilant, when we're on edge, we're safe, right? We're paying attention, we're anxious, nothing bad can ever happen to us if we only worry enough. And then we begin to relax and our system begins to calm down. And ironically, that can create discomfort. And then other parts of our system go like, no. And then the stories come up like, oh, you don't have time for that, or that's silly. You know, you need better things to do than self-massage with coconut oil.
Well, that's the thing. It's our nervous system, but also, I mean, our mind is also gets in the way. And it's like, you have all this stuff to do on your agenda. You can't just sit here forever. I remember that so vividly. I feel like now for me, meditation, I need that time. But maybe it's because I'm alone a lot of the time or something as well. So I love that you said safe space because I feel like I'm in a safe space. But now simultaneously to also continue mindful practices, turn off the noise, no escapism, but really witness what is there, what is in front of you. I think all of that's so helpful.
Yeah, delicious. These are some big times we're living through right now collectively.
Yeah.
There are a lot of traumas that are activated in our system, that there's a lot of survival and threats are activated in the system. And there are a lot of changes that a lot of us are going through with the change of life, right?
There's truly a collective trauma that we're all experiencing right now. Everybody.
Yeah.
And I don't care if you're a monk maybe they're not, but I'm sure that they are, you know, it's just like everybody feels it. And so this is something it's just so important to come back to yourself. I absolutely love all this.
Yeah. And giving ourselves the grace that it is a lot is up. So we actually need to take care of our nervous system now more than ever. It's not something to just sweep under the rug and hope for the best. We actually, it's something like you said about meditation that you need this time, the nervous system, taking care of our nervous system. It's like brushing your teeth. It's just something that has to be
exactly
a part of our lives so that we can actually thrive no matter what's going on in the world.
Exactly. I want to bring up one more thing that I think it's so beautiful that you pointed out, and I'm just curious what your perspective is with the opposing perspective. So you share, and I deeply believe and resonate with this as well, that nothing is wrong with you and it's really not your fault. I could not agree more, but there are a lot of people that share, own everything as your fault, take accountability. It's all, and I'm just curious, I could hear you. For me, I feel like it's circumstantial because there are some things, you know, but at the same time, maybe it really is none of it's our fault. So I'm just curious what you have to say.
I can see where people are coming from in terms of radical accountability. In a way, what I'm teaching is not that different. So here's the thing. If you know that you carry intergenerational trauma in your system, if you know like your nervous system is, suffering that carrying that load and your subconscious is making choices that are not exactly always aligned with your best interests, but because it's feeling unsafe, right? If you know all that, it is your responsibility to heal it.
Yes. Yes.
That makes sense. How are you going to, like, I know about it. Like, I read the book. I listened to the interview. I read the book. Now I checked that box. I'm good. I actually need to do something to heal it. And that's where the two approaches, I think, intersect for me.
There we go. Okay. That makes, yes, you do have to actually put in the work once you're aware of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse. It's not meant to be like, it's PhD.
100%. Are there any other messages before, if you do have time, I want to do a short random fire?
Or rapid fire? Absolutely. I'm game.
Yes, I love it. Okay. Do you have any other messages though, before we get into rapid fire?
Well, for those who are already like, give me more, I just want to mention that you can download the first chapter of the book on my website, drvalerie.com/book. And you can also come and play with us at the Thriving Experience, thethrivingexperience.com. That's a virtual retreat. Right now, it is free to attend. We don't know if it's really free to attend forever or not, but it is right now. The next one is coming up.
That's amazing.
In March. I'm not sure when we're airing, but that's where we are right now. So come and play with us, like, experience it actually, right? Take a leap from information to transformation through a personal experience. And that is your best teacher.
I love that, and that it's free, especially during these times. And that also that first chapter is free to see if it resonates with people. Mm-hmm. That's such a great thing to do.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. All right, ready for some rapid fire?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. Are you more of a coffee or tea person?
Coffee and tea and lots of it.
Lots of it. Same. But I'm really coffee. Yeah. What is your favorite era of music?
Ooh, gosh, the 90s.
Seriously, have been on a 90s binge lately. That's all I've been listening to. I took a 2-hour walk just listening to 90s music today. What are you currently reading, if anything?
Ooh, I went on a little novel binge after not reading fiction for many years. I've read a lot of good novels. And right now I am reading a book that actually is kind of a novel, kind of an autobiographical story, but it also talks about intergenerational trauma, and it's kind of a little mystical, and it's a little scientific, and it's a little storytelling. Ooh. And it's just so enthralling. It's actually by my fellow Russian, by Dr. Olga Haritidi, and it's called The Master of Lucid Dreams, or The Master of Lucid Dreaming. And she's a psychiatrist, right? So she's like, we have something in common.
You'll have to, have you reached out to her? You'll have to connect with her.
I have to, right?
Yeah, get Penny on that.
Yes, I'll do that.
Okay, do you use emojis when you text ever?
So I'm a Gen Xer. And okay. You're like, okay.
No, I love Gen Xers. Y'all are my favorite. Seriously.
Thank you. You're an old soul. I do, but it takes me a minute. It's like, bring up that keyboard, blah, blah, blah. So my daughter is 10 and she runs circles around me in terms of, like, she can write a novel in emojis in 5 seconds.
I mean, she runs circles around me as well. So, I mean, and probably even Gen Xers or Gen Zers. How about a favorite beverage?
I gotta say herbal teas. Yeah.
Then what makes you laugh no matter what?
What, like, makes me laugh no matter what? I think just wanting to be silly and it doesn't take much. I'm very easily amused. It's just sometimes what makes me not laugh, if I get like too like into something, like I'm too serious, like wrapped up around something. But the moment I'm like, it's not that serious, I'm pretty much laughing a lot.
That's so good. I love remembering it's not that serious. It's not that serious. So the universe gifted you the opportunity to share one message across billboards in major cities all around the world. What would this message read?
There's nothing wrong with you.
Of course. Of course. With exclamation points and capitalized letters.
Yes. A close contender would be, it's not me, it's PSD. Maybe it's not me. Maybe it's PSD.
Ooh, ooh. And they'll be like, what's PSD? How would you advise the Euromagic listeners to create their own magic?
Ooh, well, you are already your own magic. It is clear as day. And I think just the more, to me, it all comes down to feeling safer and safer and safer in your own skin, right? The safer you feel, the more you can play, the more you can create, the more you can connect, and the more you can put your magic out there. So for me, since I have the trauma healing hammer and everything looks like a nail, is really about healing, just healing all these layers of intergenerational collective personal traumas that make us feel unsafe, that mess with our magic, because there is no limit. There is no limit to how magical you are and how magically your life can reflect your magic in every area of your life.
Oh my gosh, I absolutely love you. Oh, you're amazing. This has been such an amazing interview. I can't even express. Where else can everyone connect with you?
DrValerie.com. That's DrValerie.com is a great place to download these resources. In addition to the first chapter of the book, there are resources that come with the book. There are some meditations there. There are some practices you can play with. The link to the Thriving Experience there is there as well. And Instagram is my guilty pleasure for now. So I love DMs. If you want to connect with me there, I'm at Dr. Valerie Rain.
Yeah, I just started following you and I already love it.
Great. I look forward to connecting there too, Raquel.
Yes. Yes. You are so lovely and so wise. And so I appreciate you so much for coming on the show, Dr. Valerie.
I appreciate you so much. So much love. And thank you to everyone who shared their time with us today. Thank you.
Thank you. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Euromagic Facebook group. Especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.